tell us about vendor management organizations.
Well, this is the concept, and this is something that agencies and large companies will handle all the dealings with the vendors. The idea is to have that one front door for the organization or vendors to walk in. Stephen Van Roekel is the Federal Chief Information Officer.
An infinite number of front doors.
Is that a good end state? I don't think so.
And so I think there's multiple things we do. One is look at least at the agency level, having a single door, I think is a good thing, with incentives around small business and other things that I think are smart for the country. But if we just solved it at the agency level and started to get a single VMO for each agency, or at least major agency components, I think that would be greatly reduce the complexity of interacting and streamline and produce a buying power phenomenon that we don't see today.
Now, Van Roekel detailed how OMB wants to use these organizations at the quarterly President's Management Advisory Council meeting Friday in Washington. The PMA Council is made up of Fortune 500 CIOs from companies such as Motorola, Symantec, the Red Cross, Viacom, and many others. They focus on giving agencies advice and discuss their, I mean the big companies, lessons learned by improving their internal functions of everything from technology to human resources. The VMOs is one area the CEOs and the agencies are working together on as a way to improve the agency and contractor relationships. And President Obama created those PMAs through an executive order in April 2010. So this is about a year's worth of work now, almost a year and a half worth of work now. And that's one of the main areas they've been focusing on.
So, Jason, is this just an idea, or are they in place already in government?
Well, yes, it's kind of a little bit of both. It is an idea that's just starting to take off, but actually four agencies are piloting them: the Veterans Affairs, the Patent and Trademark Office, Interior, and Education. Now, Roger Baker is the VA Assistant Secretary for Information and Technology, and its CIO. He says VA does more than 2,000 contracting actions each year, and this includes new contracts and modifying existing contracts, and their IT budget's around $3 billion, of which about 66% is spent with the private sector.
We've got a plan for the next 6 months, and it really involves better linking what we're doing, the folks we're contracting with, and how they're tying into what we're spending and the results we're getting from that spend inside of our organization, and better understand that. Tying in with our acquisitions folks to do that. You know, there are databases that exist, but they're kind of separate. Who we contract with and how we contract with them has been different from what are we getting out of that and what are we spending. We really have to marry that up and view the private sector as more of an asset and a managed asset in the way we're delivering things.
Now, Scott Gould is VA's deputy secretary. He says in setting up the VMO, VA surveyed about 20,000 commercial providers to understand what their needs are.
We now require for every job over $1 million, our government and vendor team to sit down together and go through training. Do we understand the requirements? What are the rules of the road? Meet everybody and kind of do that team building that's so critical. And then finally, Roger and I work an operations review process designed to drive a two-in-a-box philosophy. Our IT lead, the internal program manager, and all of the support functions around him to make sure that we're achieving our milestones using an agile development approach.
Now, VA also has trained more than 500 program managers over the last 2 years and will train another 700 by the end of 2012 around this idea of vendor management and the idea of creating those relationships, making sure you're working closely with the vendors. Now, along with VA, the Patent and Trademark Office is also doing some VMO work. David Kappas is the director of the PTO. He says the agency already had begun developing a VMO before the OMB initiatives and now sees this opportunity as to take the PTO's effort to the next level.
So we participated in the site visits, and I think it's fair to say we've learned a lot, and we're turning our VMO office into a much more central focal point of our IT transformation efforts and management of our business of IT services.
Now, Kappa says PTO now treats its vendors as part of a team. Now, that's something we hear quite often. Oh, we're one big team together. But what they're saying is they really want to make the environment much more collaborative. And in fact, over the next 6 to 12 months, PTO will create a dashboard around vendor performance where contractors will know what metrics they're being assessed by, and they'll have access to that dashboard to see, okay, how are they doing? Now, they're not going to have, you know, vendor A is not going to have access to vendor B's performance, but so it seems to me they're going to be creating individual dashboards for each vendor. Now, PTO also is doing a more rigorous review of their vendor skills and resources. Previously, Capo says they trusted the vendors when they said they were qualified, and they went through the past performance and looked at their qualifications and resumes. But basically, what they're saying is Well, do they have the skills to manage? Now they're really looking at those capabilities more closely.
Well, Jason, we're going to let you stop and take a little swallow of water, but we also wanted to ask you about agencies and vendors, what they need to expect in the coming year from these organizations. Is there any way you can look into a crystal ball, or they can, and find out what it is they need, what expectations they're supposed to be meeting in the next year?
Well, that's where the Office of Management and Budget comes in. They already have some goals set up, and really this initiative is just taken off because OMB wants to spread this idea of the VMOs more quickly to more agencies. Van Ruckel describes some of his plans over the next year.
The first step I think we're going to take, and this is after meeting with a lot of agencies and following the on-site visits a couple weeks ago, was to create a maturity model. And I think use your organizations as the far right, use a lot of the government as the far left, and talk about the prescriptive steps we're going to take to get between them and how agencies can kind of work their way up the model to do all that. We're going to do VMOs in these pilot agencies and start to drive this behavior and try to template the maturity model based on what we learn in the model of government.
Now, Van Ruckel says the IRS is another example of an agency that is out in front using VMOs. He says no vendor can walk into that IRS building without first going through the VMO's front door. And that gives the IRS some clarity across the board when it comes to its vendors. Now, this is not to say you have to go through the VMO if you want to sell to the IRS, meaning that's the only place you can start. But I think what he's saying is what the VMO does is you start with that organization, and they say, okay, you need to go talk to person X or person Y. And they help funnel those people. Now, that also can add some challenges to vendors because they have relationships. But that's part of what I think they're going to start to work through over the next year. Now, in addition to these VMOs, agencies are also shifting how they use what they call their investment review boards. Van Ruckel says for too long, the agencies have used them as a budgetary purposes, meaning, okay, what's in our budget? How can we spend? They kind of took it as a very specific view of these investment review boards. But now he says they need to be more strategic. He says OMB will launch a new effort to look at agency-wide portfolios. He says they want to ensure the technology systems are meeting the same objectives that the agency is for their mission. The initiative will look at both the portfolio's mission, the objectives, the goals in terms of how the agencies are rolling that out. And Van Ruckel says he's going to help build on the return on investment model so basically agencies can say, what are we spending and are we getting the results we want? One agency, for instance, the Interior Department, is already trying to do that. David Hayes is the Interior Department's Deputy Secretary. He says the agency will push off 48 major IT projects through their investment review board to make sure they're meeting the agency's strategic mission. Now, he says some projects are running well. They're meeting their costs, their schedule, their performance goals. But he says, listen, if they're not, they've been around for a long time. If they're not meeting what we need them to do, then maybe we need to refocus them, or maybe we need to pull them back, stop spending so much money because they're not meeting our goals. So obviously these are two areas that OMB is really spend a lot of time focusing on over next year. And the idea is to squeeze more savings out of those legacy systems to improve IT and those customer service and agency efficiency functions.
Jason, I have a question about the VMOs, which is really nothing more than a fancy word for a purchasing department, which companies have had for 150 years. And that is, where does this thing lie in the agency? Who would own the VMO? Is it the contracting shop? Does Van Ruckel think it should be the CIO? And how would the program managers make sure they're clued in, because they're the ones with the money and the requirements?
Right. No, I think it's the contracting shop. That, you know, when you talk to VA, for instance, they created their acquisition academy. And part of their acquisition academy is training people under this idea of the VMO. And therefore, the VMO, I think, the way they presented it, lies with that acquisition, the chief acquisition officer, the senior procurement executive. You're right, Tom, this is just a fancy word for a purchasing shop. But what I think that the IT is one of the biggest areas where the government seem they're not using what they call their purchasing power, the volume discounts, where many big companies, and you could pick them. I mean, look, we had the CEOs from Viacom or Symantec or Motorola. They have these organizations that are using the purchasing power of their big company.